Topic 1.2, investigating populations. This MP3 revises techniques for investigating populations and how to decide when to use each one. If you had to count how many plants or animals live in a particular habitat, one by one, it would take all day. So instead of counting them, there are several different methods you can use to save time. The most common way of counting plants is to use a quadrat. There are two different types of quadrat, a frame quadrat and a point quadrat. A frame quadrat is a square frame, typically made of metal or wood, say half a metre by half a metre in size. The quadrat is placed randomly on the ground within the habitat, and the type and number of species of plant inside the quadrat is recorded. A point quadrat is a long wooden or metal bar with a leg at either end, like a kind of long low croquet hoop or hurdle. There are 10 holes marked at equal distances along the bar, and through these holes you can drop long pins. The point quadrat is placed randomly within the habitat, and the species that each pin touches is recorded. So where are you going to put them? The quadrats must be placed randomly to avoid bias. If your results are biased, then they will not be valid. Even throwing the quadrat over your shoulder can create bias, as you might, without thinking too much about it, throw your quadrat towards where you saw the plant you were counting. To place quadrats randomly, create a large grid around your study area. Generate some random coordinates using a computer or a random numbers table, and only put your quadrats down at those coordinates. Remember to use quite a lot of quadrats. This is because the more you use, the more reliable your data will be. Sometimes, instead of finding out how many species of plant there are, you might want to find out how the distribution of one particular species changes over a certain area. For example, sea rocket on a seashore. For this, you would use a line or a belt transect. A line transect is a string stretched over the area. Any species over which the string passes is recorded. A belt transect is similar, but there are two strings parallel to each other, and the species which fall in between the strings are recorded. You can work out the abundance of the species in two ways. Firstly, you can work out the frequency by seeing how many of the quadrats a species appeared in. Secondly, you can work out the percentage cover by estimating how much of the quadrat is taken up by the species. Got those terms? Abundance, frequency, percentage cover. Quadrats and transects are very useful for measuring the abundance of plants, but not animals. To measure the abundance of animals, it is better to use a technique called mark-release-recapture. For this, a known number of animals are captured and then marked or tagged in some way. For example, a leg tag may be attached to the animal. The animals are then released. At a later date, animals of the same species are randomly captured from the same area. The number of tagged animals caught is recorded, and this data can then be used to work out the estimated population size. To work this out, multiply the number of animals first captured by the number of animals recaptured. Then divide this number by the number of animals recaptured that were tagged. Remember that when studying organisms in their natural habitat, it is important that no plant or animal is harmed, and the study areas should be disturbed as little as possible. If possible, it's best not to remove an organism from the habitat, but if necessary, the number of individuals removed should be kept to a minimum. All organisms are part of the ecosystem in which they were found, either as a producer, a predator, or as prey. So even dead organisms should be left in their habitat. They could be another organism's dinner. So those are all the techniques covered. Let's have a think about some typical questions now. Question 1. Give two factors to consider when using quadrats. Two factors to consider when using quadrats are large sample sizes and random sampling. Question 2. Why is it important to have a large sample size when using quadrats? It is important to have a large sample size so the data becomes more reliable. Question 3. What sort of data would you expect to collect from a transect? From a transect, you could expect to collect data on the changes in distribution of species over a given area. Question 4. Give two assumptions that must be made when using the mark, release, recapture technique. When using the mark, release, recapture technique, it must be assumed that there is no net migration of the population and that the population size remains unchanged. Question 5. Why should you keep removal of organisms from an ecosystem to a minimum? You should keep the removal of organisms from an ecosystem to a minimum for several reasons. Some of these reasons are that dead organisms return minerals to the soil, predators control the number of other species, and producers provide food. To summarise, the different methods for working out an abundance of organisms in a habitat. When to use each technique. How quadrats and transects can be used for counting plants. The differences between frame and point quadrats. The mark, release, recapture technique can be used for estimating population size. The ethical considerations when carrying out fieldwork.